Tragic and disturbing day for football fans. Four players have now been suspended for allegedly participating in the New Orleans Saints bounty program. It's where players allegedly received cash bonuses for injuring opponents. The NFL has already laid out some of the harshest punishments in its history over the scandal. Saints head coach Sean Payton has been banned for a year. Defensive coach Greg Williams has been suspended indefinitely. And here's the tragedy this morning. Former NFL All-Pro linebacker Junior Seau was found dead at his home in Oceanside, California. 43 years old, Seau went to the Super Bowl twice with the Chargers in 1994 and the Patriots in 2007. It's believed he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, although that remains to be confirmed from autopsy results. Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us now. What do you make of these two really unsettling stories in football?
John, thanks for having me on. I think really what connects the two stories is really the ongoing story about the injuries that plague football players. You know, there's a group of former players like Jim McMahon and a bunch of retired veterans. They're fighting for better health care for NFL retirees. The issue of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is CTE, it's apparently a form of dementia, is increasingly common amongst NFL players and former NFL players. It's what they found after examining Dave Duerson's brain after he killed himself. And I think that we really have to start thinking about the effects of the sport and if the sport is worth it in the long run.
Well, of course, we don't know what motivated Junior Seau to kill himself, if indeed that is confirmed what happened. But he is the eighth member of the Chargers' 1994 Super Bowl team to die. And, you know, when you say, is football worth playing? I mean, this is a billion-dollar industry, and fans love it more than any other sport in the United States. You know, are we really getting to that point, do you think?
I don't think we're quite there. You know, I think when we look back on this era, you start to think about what are the other people that get CTE? This is a form of dementia that has environmental impacts. It's not a genetic disorder. So when we look back, the other people that get this a lot are boxers. Now, a lot of people around the country would never let their child go into boxing, but they'll definitely let their child go into football.
And that changed. That's really changed in the last 40 years. Listen to this. Here's Greg Williams, one of the people punished in this New Orleans Saints scandal. Listen carefully to this piece of tape.
Kill the head, the body will die. To make sure we kill Frank Gore's head. We want him running sideways. We want his head sideways.
The sanctioned Greg Williams, defensive coordinator, talking to his team before the Saints were going to face the San Francisco 49ers, saying there, kill the head and the body will die. Can the NFL control this?
You know, the NFL can do a lot to curb these things. I think the most important thing, and in light of Junior Seau's death, I think what any former football player should do is go get their brain scanned immediately. And I include myself in that list. The effects of – we don't really know the full effects. And I think with a culture of violence like that, everyone should get themselves tested.
And are you actually planning to get your brain scanned as a result of these kinds of stories?
I'm actually nervous about this, and be perfectly honest with you. The case of Chris Henry a couple years ago, in post-mortem, he died at age 26. They said that he had evidence of CTE. That's a young age to have that. The average age of people getting the effects of CTE is 43, which is the age that Junior Seau was. So I think everyone who's played football should definitely get themselves checked out.
He's our Takeaway Sports contributor and was also a scholarship player at the University of Rhode Island, football player. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.